What a delight to share from the Word of God. And ideally, when we're talking baby showers and babies, I love Psalm 139. You should read it if you haven't recently. Or even Isaiah 40, where God's talking about his interaction with those who have young as a tender shepherd, right? Such a beautiful, beautiful picture of our God. But I was praying through what to share, and as I'm doing my Bible read through, I'm always in the Psalms. As you all know, four bookmarks, Old Testament, Psalms, Proverbs, New Testament, and keep moving, right? And so as I was in the Psalms, God had me read Psalm 102 very recently, and it's sandwiched between Psalm 100, 101, and 103, all of which are such joyful psalms, just so full of joy. Well, Psalm 102 is not. And interestingly enough, also, our Sunday morning prayer time here at Grace Church before the service, guess what psalm we read together last Sunday? Psalm 102. And we just keep reading the Psalms one each Sunday and then repeat, right? And that was what the Lord had. I was just chuckling because it's not my favorite psalm, I'll say. So I'm going to read it. I was going to have you guys read it, but I'm going to read it because of the recording, and we will go from there. Psalm 102. The uninspired heading. Do not hide your face from me. A prayer of one afflicted when he is faint and pours out his complaint before the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me speedily in the day when I call. For my days pass away like smoke, and my bones burn like a furnace. My heart is struck down like grass and has withered. I forget to eat my bread. Because of my loud groaning, my bones cling to my flesh. I am like a desert owl of the wilderness, like an owl of the waste places. I lie awake. I am like a lonely sparrow on the housetop. All the day my enemies taunt me. Those who deride me use my name for a curse. For I eat ashes like bread and mingle tears with my drink because of your indignation and anger, for you have taken me up and thrown me down. My days are like an evening shadow. I wither away like grass. But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever. You are remembered throughout all generations. You will arise and have pity on Zion. It is the time to favor her. The appointed time has come for your servants. Hold her stones dear and have pity on her dust. Nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth will fear your glory. For the Lord builds up Zion. He appears in his glory. He regards the prayer of the destitute and does not despise their prayer. Let this be recorded for a generation to come, so that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. That he looked down from his holy height, from heaven, the Lord looked at the earth to hear the groans of the prisoners, to set free those who were doomed to die, that they may declare in Zion the name of the Lord and in Jerusalem his praise. When peoples gather together and kingdoms to worship the Lord, he has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened my days. Oh my God, I say, take me not away in the midst of my days, you whose years endure throughout all generations. Of old you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment, but you will change them like a robe and they will pass away, but you are the same and your years have no end. The children of your servants shall dwell secure. Their offspring shall be established before you." That's Psalm 102. Wow. So as I was looking at this psalm, really saw that it's a mingling and it's a sweetness of our Lord to give it to us, of feelings versus faith. And we don't know who wrote it, because it's not a Psalm of David or anyone else that is listed, but it's a prayer of one afflicted when he is faint and pours out his complaint before the Lord. Have you felt like that? I have, for sure, right? There are days that are like that. There are seasons that are like that. And yet, in this psalm, we see facts about who God is. And so I have three F's for us today, because my last name starts with an F, Fletcher. So, no, just kidding. But it can help me remember things. So my three F's from Psalm 102 for us to remember. This is the stuff that comes to mind when I lie awake in the night, right? When I cannot sleep or things are very difficult. These are things that come to mind when I'm out in creation or just life with kids, with work, with whatever God has given us. And so we get to think of God's attributes or his character. These are three F's that are true of him. One is he's focused. He's a God who's focused. He's so focused. He's a God who is listening, who's hearing. This is evidence of it because he put this psalm here for us to read. It's his word, right? And we especially see that here in this psalm. We know that he hears. We see in verse 9 even that he acknowledges tears. In Psalm 56, 8, he collects tears in a bottle. He counts my tossings, right? It says it right here. Also, just regarding the prayer of the destitute, he doesn't despise prayer. He is focused. The rest of God's word is full of this. It touches on it here. I was listening to a song this morning by a group, Beautiful Eulogy, and they say, "Have you ever thought there's never been an identical sunrise? Wrapped in jackets of amber and strands with universe in hand and our tears in bottles. He collects them, lined in perfect symmetry across the shelves of the throne room next to the full and accurate account of every electron everywhere and every follicle of hair on our head. Modern psychology would call it obsessive compulsive, but that's only because if you don't have the bandwidth, I call it love, and it's wonderful. Would we fill the ink, the ocean with ink and the expanse of the sky with parchment? We couldn't, canvases, we couldn't ever capture him." It falls short, right? But he's amazing in how much that tender care is focused on us. The second thing is, so focused, feared. He's a fearful God. He is to be feared. What does that mean? Deep awe. We to hold him in deep awe, in reverence. It's such a solemn truth. We see that in all of this Psalm 102, that it says it, nations will fear the name of the Lord. All the kings of the earth will fear your glory. He is to be feared. I love Amy Carmichael's words about this. She was saying, "If we are defeated, there's forgiveness that you may be feared." This is from Psalm 130. "When I was small, I used to wonder why the word feared was used there. Why not loved? But the Spirit of God chooses the word he uses in Scripture. And there's a solemn truth in this word feared. Some of us know what it is to have a child speak lovingly after being forgiven. And yet perhaps that child does the same wrong again without apparently caring that it will need forgiveness again, and without it, the least thinking of what his sin has cost and what forgiveness costs. Here's the word that strikes a deeper note. Fear means reverenced. It means deep awe, which love, so tender, so holy, needs to inspire. It means the kind of love which has fear and reverence in it. That kind of love will never think a little thing to grieve our holy God. If you've been defeated, don't be discouraged. There's forgiveness, but don't take it too lightly, as if it doesn't matter, because it costs God Calvary to forgive my smallest sin. Yeah, he's a God to be feared. Psalm 130, if you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? No one. But with you, there's forgiveness that you may be feared, right? This holiness, this tender, this love that cost Jesus. We see that in this psalm. And I love, this is why I was thinking baby shower. Let this be recorded for a generation to come. We get the honor and privilege of sharing it with little ones, the ones who are yet to come, who have come, who are growing up. Whether or not you're single or a parent, we all get the joy of sharing this so that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. He looked down from his holy height from heaven. The Lord looked to earth to hear the groans of prisoners, to set free those doomed to die. Wow. So this is the beauty of the gospel, that he did this, right? And this is our prayer for children, for if you have your own children, grandchildren, great children. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the Bible says. And in the fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence, and his children will have refuge. This is all from Proverbs, right? The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, that one may turn away from the snares of death. So our God is focused, our God is feared, and the last F, forever. Our God is forever. This is all over this psalm. Over and over it is repeated that he is forever. You, O Lord, are enthroned forever. You are remembered throughout all generations, says it. And then it says here, through all generations of old, you laid the foundations of the earth. The heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish. You will remain forever, forever, forever. You will change them like a robe. They pass away. You are the same. Your years have no end. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Psalm 90. I got the privilege of sitting with my father, who, you know, some of you, that he's had a stroke, and he memorized scripture. So I'll mention it, and it's typically in German, but Psalm 90, we read it together. Psalm 91, this is truth, right? This is what we get to know forever and ever. Isaiah 40, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord, he is the everlasting God, everlasting. He created the ends of the earth. He doesn't grow weary or faint. Think of this as you're weary and faint. The God who loves you has no weariness. He's not faint. His understanding is unsearchable. What a joy to know him and walk with him and to be given truths like this, that we know him. And we know him even more through Jesus Christ, right? Jesus came and he said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, afflicted, or labor, as you go through labor. You get to learn from Jesus. I will give you rest, right? Rest for souls. He's the only one who gives soul rest. And he is the same. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, forever. Also, we are sure of his love. If your faith is in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins because of his paying for them on the cross, then we are sure that nothing can separate us from his love in Christ Jesus. We recently are going through Romans, And that's there. Another one, Deuteronomy 33:27, the eternal God is your refuge. The eternal God is your dwelling place. Underneath are the everlasting arms. I don't know how many times I had to think of that, and I still do to this day, especially when I had little ones. The eternal God is my refuge. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Look to him, right? So now let's switch it, the three F's, from God to you. Is your focus on him? You need to ask yourself this. Fix your focus on him. That you are listening to him, that you are hearing him, right? This is crucial for someone who is a follower of Jesus Christ. Are you listening to him? Are you hearing him? Are you looking to Christ? As Hebrews 12 talks about, do not grow weary, but consider Jesus always. Also, the attitude of Christ in Philippians 2, that's the question. Do I have the same mindset of Christ in this situation with this person? Right? Always thinking and looking to Jesus. So focus. Is my focus on Jesus? What about fearing? Do I have the proper awe and respect for Jesus, for God, for his word? Is the Holy Spirit being fruitful in my life? So there's a question that ask yourself. What does that look like? Well, you have a God who's forever, and that's actually something that ties very much into the gospel. Are you his forever? If you're not, talk to someone here today. Forever means, Jesus says, no one can snatch you out of his hand forever. As in, it doesn't matter what this world holds, tears, these things that hearken to Lamentations 3, right? These loud groaning, bones clinging to flesh times that are so hard. And yet it's okay, because this is not it. He is forever and ever and ever, and he has it in his hands. What a joy to know with him, to know him, to walk with him, to remember this sure thing that nothing can separate me from him, that he is my dwelling place and that underneath me are the everlasting arms. So look to him, away from yourself, look to him, the Lord of light, the Lord of joy, the Lord of love. This is my encouragement to you. Let's pray. Father, we praise and thank you for your work, your faithful loving kindness, that you would give us this word, this living word of God that penetrates. A psalm that's really difficult, but yet acknowledges the feelings, the deep, deep feelings, and then points again to you. Help us, each one of us, be focused on you. I pray for that. Fear you. And also be forever and ever yours. To you be all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.